Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions, where every weekday morning, you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2024, Lord willing, we'll make it through the books of, do you remember?
Genesis.
No, that was last year.
Exodus.
No, that was last year.
Leviticus.
No, that was last year.
Deuteronomy.
Numbers.
Deuteronomy.
And then we're going to go out of order and we're going to finish up with Hebrews this year. That's right. Ready to have some coffee and pray?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still waking up?
No, I'm still asleep.
Oh, you're still asleep. Okay. You need some coffee to wake up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Can I drink the
rest? No, you can't drink the rest. You coffee fiend. Oh, no, not two gulps. Not two gulps. You ready to pray? Okay. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. And Lord, we pray that you would please help us. Lord, help us to understand your word. Help us to appreciate it. Lord, and we thank you for your goodness to us every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we're at Numbers chapter 26, and we're going to read. It's going to be a lot of tribes, okay? There's a lot of people to read. So I'm going to do a bunch of the reading, but I'm going to let you do the first four verses.
So we do that, and then we have all that.
And then part of that. We'll stop right at verse 51. Up there, we'll stop there. All right, but you can read this part to start with.
And it came to pass after all the
plague
that the Lord spoke to Moses and
Eleazar,
the son of Aaron,
the priest. Good, saying,
take a
census
of all the
congregation.
Congregation of the children of Israel.
20
years old and above
by their father's
house and who
houses all who
are
able
to go to war in Israel.
Good job.
So Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spoke with them in the
plains
of
Moab
by the
Jordan across
from Jericho.
Take a census
of the people from
20
years old and above,
just as
the Lord commanded Moses and the children of Israel would.
Who came out
of the land of
Egypt. Dude, you did a great job. You read that whole paragraph by yourself. Good job, man. That's good. All right, so what did God command Moses to do on the plains of Moab across the Jordan River?
He said, everybody to 20 and up, you gotta go to war.
Well, not go to war, but you're going to count them. That's what a census means. So they're like going to count everyone who could go to war.
You're going to war, you're going to war, and you're going to war.
Okay, well, they're numbering the people. Okay, they're all going to go to war. All the men 20 years old and above.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready? We're going to work tribe by tribe, oldest to youngest. I think that's the order that goes. Ready? Reuben was the firstborn of Israel. The children of Reuben were Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the, what do you think they're called? Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites. Those who were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Palu, the son of Palu was Eliab. The son of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These are the Dathan and Abiram, representatives of the congregation, who contended against Moses and Aaron in the company of Korah, when they contended against Jehovah. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died, when the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. Okay, so what tribe were we talking about? The first? Korah. Well, no, that was about Korah's rebellion that happened previously. But we're talking about the tribe of Reuben. Reuben. Okay, the next tribe. The sons of Simeon, according to their families, were Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jamnites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the, what do you think they're called? Zerites, of Shul, the family of the, what do you think they would be called? Shulites, good. These are the family of Simeon, 22,200. Oh, so they're about half the size of Reuben. Reuben's pretty big at 47,000. They're pretty big. Let's see. So Reuben so far is the biggest. The sons of Gad. So what tribe are we talking about? Gad. According to their families. Right? Let's keep our feet down. So the sons of Gad, according to their families, were Zephon, the family of the Zephonites. Good job. Of Haggai, the family of the Haggites. Good. Of Suni, the family of the Sunites. Good. Of Ozni, the family of the Oznites. Of Eri, the family of the Eriites. Erites. Of Arod, the family of the Arodites. Arodites. Of Eri, of Ari, Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the of Gad, according to those who were numbered of them, 40,500. Ooh, so more than Simeon, but less than Reuben. Okay, here we go. The sons of Judah. What are we talking about now? Which tribe? Judah. This tribe of Judah, that's right, were and Onan. And and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, according to their families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shelanites, of Perez, the family of the Perezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites. And, there was a planter that drove by. Oh, okay. And the sons of Perez, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah. Good job. According to those who were numbered of them. Ready for the number? 66,500.
So he's beating Gad?
He's beating Gad, he's beating Reuben, and he's beating Simeon. So Judah is huge, 67,500, man. All right. We're right here, verse 23. The sons of Issachar, according to their families, were of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Pua, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of, do you remember which tribe we're talking about? Issachar, Issachar. According to those who were numbered of them, 64,300. So a little less than Judah. Okay, let's read the next tribe. Now we're talking about the sons of Zebulun. According to their families were of Sered, the family of the Seredites, of Elon, the family of the Elon. No, not the Elon Musks. The family of the Elonites. Of Jehalel, the family of the Jehalelites. These were the families of the Zebulunites, according to those who were numbered of them, 60,500.
So they're
beating it up. Nope, they're third place right now in number. The sons of Judah is still the largest tribe so far, yeah. Okay, well, now we're at Joseph, right? And Joseph had two sons. Right, do you remember his sons' names? Manasseh and Ephraim.
Manasseh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first probe.
Okay, so Manasseh and Ephraim. Okay, so the sons of Joseph, according to their families, by Manasseh and Ephraim, were the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir begot Gilead, of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, of Shemida, the family of the Shemidites, of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. Good job. Now, Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah.
Noah?
Yeah, Noah. Yeah, Noah was a boy's name or a girl's name. So Noah means rest. And Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh. And those who were numbered of them were 52,700. So 52,000. So it's a little bit lower.
Wait, it's lower than
Judah? Yeah, it's about 15,000 people less than Judah.
So is it?
How did they line up to Gad? Simeon. So they were bigger than Simeon, smaller than Reuben. All right, let's talk about Ephraim now. These are the sons of Ephraim according to their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites, that's right. And these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aran, the family of the Aranites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those who were numbered of them, 32,500. Right, but if we put the two of those together, it would be like 86,000 for Joseph if you put Manasseh and Ephraim together. So that's a big one.
So what it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. These are the sons of Joseph according to their families. All right. Let's talk about the young brother, Benjamin. We're down here. The sons of Benjamin according to their families were of Bela, the family of the
Belites.
Good. Of Ashbel, the family of the
Ashbelites.
Of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites. Good job. Of Shufam, the family of the Shufamites. Good job. Of Hafam, the family of the Hafamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the family of the Ardites. Of Naaman, the family of the
Naamanites.
Ooh, interestingly, they just translate this Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,600. So 45,600. Yeah, now interestingly, right, are all these numbers exact? Are they like 53,421? Are they all ending in round numbers like 500, 300, 100? Yeah, well, I think they're correct, but they're round numbers, right? Their estimations are round numbers.
This is exact.
Well, I think these are rounded numbers. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are the sons of Dan, according to their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan, according to their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were numbered of them, were 64,400. Wow. So they just barely beat Issachar. All right, here we go.
Did they beat Judah?
Nope, Judah's still the biggest.
Come on.
The sons of Asher, according to their families, were Jimna, the family of the Jimnites, of Jeshi, the family of the Jeshites, of Beriah, the family of the Beriahites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those who were numbered of them, 53,400.
That's almost as much.
Yeah, they're just about the same size as Manasseh. That's right. The sons of Naphtali, according to their families. So this is the last tribe. Ready? The sons of Naphtali, according to their families, were Jahzel, the family of the Jahzelites. Of Guni, the family of the Gunites. Of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites. Good job. Of Shelem, the family of the Shelemites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families. And those who were numbered of them were 45,400. So guess who the biggest tribe was? Judah. Do you know who the smallest tribe was? Oh, I think it was Simeon. Let's go back and double check. Ephraim was 32, but Simeon was 22. Yeah, so Simeon was the smallest tribe. Okay. You think Simeon was strong, though? Okay. All right, so verse 51. This is the last verse for today. These are those who were numbered of the children of Israel, 601,730.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So who was it, all the children of Israel?
Nope.
Who are they counting?
They're just counting the men and 20 over.
That's right. The men, 20 years over who are able to go to
war.
That's right.
But I bet that's like way more.
So if you went out there and you talked to mom and she said, well, Dan, what did you learn with daddy and coffee and devotions? What would you say?
That in like 20 years, I can be in the army.
What about in like 12? You're 8. You would be 20 in 12 years. In our country, you would
like
be able
12,
to...
12? Like 11.
In, well, like 11 and a half.
It's not
11 in a few days.
In
10 weeks. 11 years and 10 weeks,
so
yeah.
Basically 2 months.
Yeah. maybe 3. But in our country, you could go to war in 10 years. Yeah, because you have to be 18 in America to enlist.
Okay, I'm enlisted. Don't you have to be 17?
Well, you can sign up when you're 17, but you have to wait until you've graduated high school.
Yeah, so nobody can take your spot.
Yeah, they have some. We can talk about enlistment some other time. Yeah. So that's what you would tell mom. You remembered that it was 20 years old that you could go to war?
That. I can go to war in 10 years.
What was what do you think was the best part that summarized this whole passage? I think maybe I would underline verse 51, where it said all the numbers of those who were census. You would underline Judah? Why is that?
Because it's a huge tribe.
It is a huge tribe. Guess what? Abraham had promised Judah that he would be the prominent one and that he would have a scepter. He would be the lion.
Yeah.
But guess who came from Judah?
Dad?
David. Yeah, David came from Judah. That's right. And guess who came from the line of David?
Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Yeah.
So that like the huge.
Yeah, they're the direct line from Abraham to Judah.
So Judah to Jesus. Is related to Jesus.
Jesus is related to Judah. Yeah. And, isn't that cool?
And Judah's related.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
And that, so Judah goes down his line, and that goes to Abraham.
Yeah, so it eventually goes to Jacob, and then Isaac, mm-hmm, and then Abraham, and if you keep going back to Noah, and if you keep going back beyond that, you would get all the way to Adam.
No, I mean all the way down.
Oh, well, Jesus didn't have any children. Yeah, he didn't get married.
Yeah, but how's Judah related to Jesus?
Well, Judah had children, and eventually you get all the way down to Boaz, and Boaz had Jesse, and Jesse had David. David had Solomon. You keep going all the way down the line in the book of Matthew. In the first pages of the gospel, it gives us a genealogy of Jesus from Abraham to David, David to Jesus.
No, Jesus had brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So did they marry?
I don't know if James and Judah and actually Jesus' brother. Did you know his name was Judah?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. There's a book in the Bible after him.
So Judah.
It's called Jude.
So Judah is related to Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to pray?
Sure.
Okay. God, we thank you so much that you gave us this historical account. We thank you that there is a real family tree of real people. You kept their names in your book of life. You knew them by name. You counted them by number, Lord, and you were amassing for yourself a people. Lord, and even today you are still in that business. You are drawing people from every tongue, nation, and land now to come and to worship you. Lord, we thank you most of all from that tribe of Judah, that great number that you gave us one, our conqueror, Jesus Christ. Please let us trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, may God bless you, and may you walk in the joy and peace that comes from Jesus Christ. And we'll see you next time. You want to say bye?
Dad, yeah. We'll relate it to everybody in the world.
Through Adam, yeah. There's one blood.
So we'll relate it to everybody in the world.
If you go far enough back, yeah.
Okay.
You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.
See you next time.